From the creator of the much-needed Season 2 Hyouka comes another mystery series. As the light novels Shoushimen, How to Become Ordinary is confirmed to get an anime. This story, which began publishing in 2004, will premiere in July 2024, revealing a teaser video. Mamoru Kanbe, known for directing animes such as Elfen Lied, The Promised Neverland, and many more, is at the helm of the anime adaptation working with studio Lapin Track. The story follows Kobato, a boy with great deduction skills, and Osanai, a girl with sharp perception and strong initiative. Both yearn for an ordinary life, the former due to bitter experiences and the latter because of past failures. Alas for them, their high school life seems to be a hotbed for mysterious cases and misfortune. Is it just me or does this sound like Hyouka 2.0? Well, unfortunately for us Hyouka fans, the Shoushimen series is not the next Hyouka, but is still nevertheless from the same creator. And you can most certainly expect similar vibes, as Shoushimen falls under a very similar setting. The story mainly delves into five different parts in which the duo, Kobato-kun and Osanai-san, and of course Kobato's friend Dojima-kun, solve mysteries that occur around them. Rather than solving cases to the scale of Sherlock Holmes, the cases here are quite insignificant. Stuff like how to make 3 cups of hot cocoa without washing the dishes, why did an energy drink bottle fall from my locker and break during the test, and more of events that are on the outside, nothing of importance. But Kobato and Osanai's perspective makes us realize that these seemingly small events are actually stuff that isn't as easily answered without a little twist. However, due to their past incidents, they both do not want to be actively involved, as they constantly vow to avoid doing anything that would attract attention. Yet, in the end, they become involved in the incidents. Do not expect an intense romantic relationship, as the two are not lovers but still have a peculiar, mutually beneficial relationship that is more than just being friends, as the two, like every other day, only wish to be modest, upstanding lower middle class citizens, but constantly find themselves face to face with strange mysteries around every corner. Similar to Oreki, with a cynical and clever personality, Kobato also preaches a I do not want to stand out philosophy, as we often get to hear his thoughts. But unlike Chitanda and Hyouka, who is always curious and pulls Oreki, Osanai in contrast is shy in nature but has a bottomless stomach for sweet stuff, showing us characters that are similar in a way to Oreki and Chitanda but still very different. Overall, I don't see why mystery fans would skip this one, as Shoushimen will show us the journey of the duo who just want to be normal and maybe even give us a taste of the long but hard to forget Hyouka, or may even go further and create its own fanbase.